You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's 7:30 on the nose here in the Mile High City, and thank you very much for hanging out with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100, where it's time for the most popular radio contest in the world. It's the Mind Bender. Yesterday's winning answer was smile. Got a brand new Mind Bender for you today. And it's about perfection. A survey found that a perfect blank is about 6.5 inches in diameter. A perfect blank. It's about 6.5 inches. Perfect. Were you just holding your fingers up?
I was trying to see, trying to visualize.
No.
Stop.
There we go. Another man stop. Trying to estimate size.
Dom, not now.
Think about it. I'll tell our listeners that our phone number to play is 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Josh, you're first today.
Josh.
A perfect what is 6.5 inches in diameter?
I don't know why. I thought of like a hamburger, the perfect cheeseburger.
I thought about
like
that too.
Perfect, 6.5 inches in diameter. I feel like that's...
It's a hearty burger.
It's a solid burger right there, yeah.
All right, so you're going with hamburger?
Yeah, I'm going to go with cheeseburger, yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Well, I don't care if it's a hamburger or a cheeseburger. A burger.
Can it be a turkey burger?
Burger. We'll just say burger.
Veggie.
Jeremiah.
The correct answer today is pancake.
Oh, make me think about those white dudes.
I know. Yum. Punk. You're still low carbonate, right? Or no carbonate or whatever you're doing.
I will tell you.
Whatever kind of space diet you're on.
I will tell you.
What?
Well, we got to get to calls, and then I'm going to come back. Remind me to tell you about that.
Okay.
About me and the flapjack.
Dom, tell me that flapjack story.
303-691-1-THE-MIX. 303-691-1649 for today's Mindbender. I will also point out that today is the last day for Mindbender Club members to sound off about this week's poll question, which was, if I had to have a celebrity dad, I'd want it to be blank. And we'll use that for Friday's Mindbender going into Father's Day weekend. And if you're not a member of the club, well, you can take care of that by logging on at Mix100. Check that. MindbenderClub.com. MindbenderClub.com. Doesn't cost anything. And you get a fun little mailer each and every day. Well, weekdays. All right, to the phones we go. Is this Shanna? Is that right?
It is. Yes.
I'm so glad you called. The survey, they surveyed thousands of people, and they found that a perfect blank is about 6.5 inches in diameter.
I'm going to say burger.
Oh, there you go.
Now, that is what Joshua said.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who really, really needs a point. And I'm afraid he did not get one.
No,
oh,
no.
Shanna. It was a good try, though.
Thank you.
Have a fun day. Bye-bye. Well, we've ruled out burgers. Right, and I never said this was a food, by the way. I notice everybody's going to foods, but I never said anything about a food. Hi, Sammy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So glad you called. The winning answer is...
a cantaloupe?
More food.
Hmm.
Cantaloupe. That is a great guess, but that is not it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day. Next up is Megan. Hi, Megan. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yay. What are you doing today? Hanging out?
I am on my way to work.
Did you work from home at all during the pandemic, or have you been going in every day?
I worked from home for about 9 weeks, and now we're pretty much all back in the office.
Did you miss everybody?
I did. It's so nice to see everybody again.
It's like the first day of school.
Wait a minute. But you couldn't have missed everybody.
Mostly everybody.
That one guy in accounting, though. Total creeper.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that you're back at it, Megan. So let's get to the Mindbender. Survey found that a perfect what is about 6.5 inches in diameter. What am I talking about?
Well, I can't think of anything that's not food, so I'm going to stick with my answer, which was pancakes.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There it is.
That's what Jeremy said. Are you a pancake lover, Megan?
I am a pancake lover.
I recommend the Kodiak cakes if you're going to get a brand there on the aisle.
Ooh.
Kodiak cakes.
I can't speak for brand name, but I can speak for just when it comes to a type of pancake, and it's a thing known as a Zephyr pancake.
Zephyr.
It is, bar none, the greatest pancake I've ever had. The King Arthur Flour Cookbook or whatever has it in there.
I'm looking at it. It looks just like a regular pancake.
It's worth buying this gigantic baking cookbook just for that one recipe.
What makes them different?
I don't know. Dude, I cannot
explain. They look just like regular pancakes.
They look like regular pancakes, but what I'm telling you
is they're not.
Is that they are so delicious that you just want to fall over and die.
Well,
I will also tell you this.
Because of a pancake?
Yes. You know the no sugar, no bad carbs thing that I've been on for about 8 weeks now? My cheat meal, I had it at the 1 month mark. The 2 month mark happens to fall this Sunday, which is Father's Day. And I've already explained to Gretch, I've got to have those Zephyr pancakes.
I see that they're made with like heavy cream or buttermilk, so that's probably the difference.
You know what I'll do? I don't know if all of the recipes will be the same, but the one in the King Arthur Flour Cookbook.
I see it right here on online, yeah.
Do you? Okay. Yep. Then I was going to say, if you can't find it, I'll send it to you because it's insane.
Now, this one they put like lemon in it. Is that why?
I don't know. I'd have to go ask Gretch. She's
lemon?
The one who makes them.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll ask her, though. I'll send her a text here in a moment. Hey, you put lemon in that Zephyr pancake?
Do you zest it? Put some of that zest in them pancakes, honey.
I should just call her right now. Because Megan wants to know, too.
Yeah, this says, so the King Arthur Zephyr pancakes have a hint of
Hold
lemon.
On just a second. Let's just call her. Hey, you're on the radio, so be careful what you say, okay?
Okay.
We, Jeremy, Megan, and I all want to know if you put lemon in that Zephyr pancake.
No.
What?
There's no lemon in it? Because the recipe, I thought, said it had lemon in it.
It does not.
Dang.
Any other fruits in it?
Are you wrong?
Well, Jeremy wants
no,
to know
I'm finding one online.
He wants to know what makes it so good.
What's the difference?
The presence of whipping cream. It's the dairy that makes it so good.
Whipping cream. Okay, because I was seeing buttermilk or heavy cream. Okay, so there's the heavy cream.
Yeah, whipping cream, yeah.
Like Cool Whip. You put a dollop of Cool Whip in it. All right, now we know.
All right, thanks, babe. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Whipped cream.
Oh, and by the way, that's the winning answer. You just won the Mindbender.
Shut up, Megan.
Yeah, that's right.
That's incredible.
Isn't
Best
it wild?
Guess ever.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I won.
Now listen, you're going to go the rest of your life and never forget that you won the Mindbender with the answer pancake. You might not even ever remember the question, but you'll always remember that it was pancake that won the Mindbender for you. The next time you have pancakes, you'll tell the people sitting around you, hey, you want to know something interesting?
I put whipped cream in these.
The King Arthur. What was it? A Zephyr pancake?
Zephyr pancake.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I've got it right here. The sugar, all-purpose flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt, 3 large egg yolks, heavy cream, buttermilk, butter melted, and vanilla extract.
Oh, so it has heavy cream and buttermilk.
Uh-huh. It's
and
got all.
Just the yolks. That's interesting.
Fat
and just
pancake.
The yolks. Yeah.
You're going to feel like a big old slob after you eat those.
Oh, my God. They're the best pancakes ever.
I want to make one so big that I can use it as a blanket.
But 6.5 inches, buddy. Yeah. 6.5. Well, Megan, done. you win the prize today, which is a nice little Target gift card. We're going to send you off to do some shopping, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You go buy some buttermilk, all right?
Yeah, why not? Go get the ingredients
I'm
today.
Get all the ingredients for Zephyr Pancakes.
Yeah.
And tell me this, how big is that brain inside your head?
It is bigger than the world's largest pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
played.
Is the world's largest pancake, Dom?
I think that was a mind-bender once, too.
Hey, Alexa.
What's the Guinness record for flapjack?
I'm going to have to look that up now.
Megan, you're delightful. If you'll hold on, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Bye.
And Jeremy got another point
Boom!
Today. Dang. You've been really strong with this game the last couple of months.
Largest pancake ever, Dom. 49 feet, 3 inches.
Okay.
And 1 inch thick.
Why would they not just go another 9 inches and round it up to a perfect 50 feet?
It weighed 6,614 pounds.
Oh.
That's a big pancake right there.
Well, I'm doing the countdown. It's T-minus 4 days until I can have pancakes again.
Nice. Right on. Yeah.
That's your Mind Bender for today. I'll have a brand new bender for you tomorrow morning at about 7:30. Remember, sign up for the Mind Bender Club at mindbenderclub.com, and you'll get the Mind Bender sent to your inbox every day at about, roughly 11:30-ish, courtesy of the Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100.